This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. Parsha Shalach discusses the episode of the Meraglim. And the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Oysom Moshe mi Midbar Paron, and Moshe sent the spies from Midbar Paron al pi Hashem, as Rashi explains, Shalei Ikev al Yodoi, Hashem did not prevent Moshe from sending them. And the Pasuk continues, Kulam Anoshim, Roshei Vnei Yisrael Hema. As Rashi explains, Kulam Anoshim, what does Kulam Anoshim mean? Kol Anoshim Shebemikro Loshin Chashivos. Whenever Anoshim is used in the Torah, it is referring to important and chashiva people. The Oisoi Sho'ah Ksherim Hayu. And at that Sho'ah, the Meraglim or Ksherim, they were worthy men. The simple explanation of V'Oisoi Sho'ah Ksherim Hayu means that at that time, V'Oisoi Sho'ah, they were still worthy and did not sin. However, Rabbi Yisrael Charif, when he was 8 years old, explains Rashi to mean literally, V'Oisoi Sho'ah Ksherim, for 1 hour the Meraglim were righteous people. And the question is, how does Rashi know that they were Ksherim for 1 hour? Rabbi Yisrael Charif goes on to explain Rashi with a simple mathematical calculation. Hashem later decreed that Klal Yisrael would be required to wander in the Midbar for a total of 40 years. Yom LaShana, Yom LaShana. For every day that they spied on the land, they were punished to be in the Midbar for a year. And since they spent 40 days spying on the land, their punishment was 40 years in the Midbar. If each day, which consists of 24 hours, was punished with an additional year in the Midbar, with each year containing 12 months, if you make the calculation, each hour comes out to be a punishment of 2 weeks. We know that although Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan, they entered Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan, as the Pasuk says in Yeshua, which is 5 days short of the 40-year punishment. Also, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim on the Pasuk, Achad Oso Yoy Mechorev, Rashi writes that even if they had not been punished and would have merited to enter Eretz Yisrael immediately, the journey would have naturally taken 11 days. So these 11 days cannot be included in the calculation of the additional time they were forced to wander in the Midbar because of their Avera. Because these 11 days they had to travel anyway. So those 11 days were not punishment. If so, it comes out that approximately a half of a month is missing from the punishment of the 40 years. The 5 days at the end, where they entered Eretz Yisrael 5 days before the completion of the 40 years, and 11 days, which was the amount of time the trip would have naturally taken, regardless whether they sinned or not. So those days cannot be taken as part of the punishment. And with this information, Rashi was bothered. What's the reason they didn't face punishment for those 2 weeks? It must be that for 1 hour they were righteous, and it was therefore only fitting that half of a month should be reduced from their punishment. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in this parsha of the Meraglim, we find opposing attitudes that do not align with each other. In the beginning of the parsha, when Klal Yisrael were told to go into Eretz Yisrael, after having heard the report of the Meraglim, they said, "We'd rather die in the Midbar than go into Eretz Yisrael." However, further in the parsha, after the Ma'aseh Meraglim, where Hashem decreed upon them to die in the Midbar, they said, "Hinenu ve'olinu, we are ready to go into Eretz Yisrael," even after Moshe warned them that they would end up dying in the hands of Amalek and Canaan. How can we explain this radical change in attitude? When there was a commandment to go into Eretz Yisrael, they did not want to go, and when they were told not to go, that's when they wanted to go. The Alter von Kelem answers that the nature of humans is to rebel against authority and commands. Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains that it is for this reason that the Gemara Kedushin says, Gadol ha-mitzuve va'oise mimi she'ein ha-mitzuve va'oise. Because the one who is a mitzuve va'oise knows that he is obligated to do the mitzvah. So he will encounter strong internal resistance from the Yetzer Hara to pull him away from doing the mitzvah. And therefore, if he still does the mitzvah, the schar is greater than the ein ha-mitzuve va'oise, who knows that he is free to opt out of this mitzvah at any time. And therefore, he does not have such a strong pull from the Yetzer Hara. And that's why his schar is less. Similarly, we find by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem told Moshe, "Daber no be'ozni ha'om, v'yish'alu ish me'es re'eyu, v'yisha me'es re'usa, klei chesev u'klei zov." Daber no, please ask the nation to request from the Mitzrayim golden and silver vessels. And the obvious question is, Daber no, please ask them? As if it was some favor that Klal Yisrael was doing by taking the money from the Mitzrayim, that Moshe had to tell them, please take the money? And the Alter explains that even an action which is clearly in one's best interest, once it becomes a command, an obligation, a mitzvah, people rebel against doing it. Once it was a mitzvah to take the Mitzrayim's money, it was something that Klal Yisrael might not do, and therefore Daber no had to be said. And that is the explanation of the conflicting attitudes in our parsha. When the mitzvah was to go into Eretz Yisrael, their nature to rebel against authority pulled them not to want to go anymore once they heard the report of the Meraglim. But once the command was the opposite way, do not go into Eretz Yisrael, their natural pull to go against authority pulled them then to want to go, and that's why they said, Hinenu ve'olinu. With this, the Alter concludes to explain the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perik Yud Mishnah Gimel, that says, Dor ha-mabul ein lohem chelek lo mabul. The Dor ha-mabul, who had an internal resistance to authority, will continue with that resistance. And when Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi will command them to arise by Tchias HaMeisim, now that arising is a commandment, a mitzvah, they will refuse to get up. And that is the reason why Dor ha-mabul ein lohem chelek lo mabul. They won't get up by Tchias HaMeisim, because now that it has become a mitzvah to do so, the Yetzer Hara will pull them not to listen to authority.